Today we're going to learn Daf Tes, which is on Yom Kippur, on the OU schedule, and is Friday, the day after Yom Kippur, on the regular Daf Yomi schedule. For those of you who are listening to this share before Yom Kippur, you should have an easy fast, the Gemara Chasima Toiva, and those who are listening after Yom Kippur, you should have Piska Tava, and I hope your tefillos were answered. We're going to start actually in the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom, the end of the line, Bamine Rami Brachama. We're going to try to get to Daf Yud Amud Aleph, 14 lines into the Yamid. Bamine Rami Brachama, Merav Chizda. The Shiloh was asked by Rami Brachama to Chizda, not Shtei Yisaydos Bishnei Kisli Mavi Mibachutz. A person stuck in two pegs into the wall, two sides of the wall of a Mavi, on the outside of the Mavli. V'yaniach kaira agabeyan, and he left a kaira on top of those two pegs. So instead of putting the kaira on top of the wall, which you've really been learning about until now, that's really the configuration of the way a kaira looks. The walls of the Mavli have a kaira on top of them. Instead, what the man did was he took two pegs, they're jutting out into the street, into the sarabim, and he put the kaira on top of those two pegs. Now, what is the din with these two pegs? There's this kaira that's laying on top of these pegs. Does it have a din of a kaira or not? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Rechizah responded to Rami Bachama, L'divrei Hamatir Aser. As just a brief introduction, you recall just a few lines ago in the Ches Amud Beis, we had a machalikis of several of them, Amroim, Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish and others, where are you allowed to mishtamish, you want to carry underneath a kaira or not? So Rabbi Yochanan held that person was allowed to carry under the kaira, and Rish Lakish held that you're not allowed to carry under the kaira. And the Gemara had a few different interpretations of what the Machalekis was actually about. Rashi over here in our Gemara is going with one of the explanations, is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you're allowed to be mishtamish under the kaira, that the outside tip of the kaira, you say pitik or yerdesoysim, that means that the outside part of the kaira, you imagine that there's a line that goes all the way down, and therefore the wall ends right where the street begins, and you're allowed to carry anywhere from inside the kaira, under the kaira, and into the mavi. Where Shlakish says, no, you said that the line doesn't go from the outside of the kaira, rather it goes from the inside of the kaira, so you can't carry underneath the kaira. So, L'divrei Hamatir, Rabbi Yochanan, who said before, you let a carry under the kaira, over here, in this case, with the peg is jutting onto the street, it's aser. You're not allowed to carry with this kaira that's jutting onto the street on top of the pegs. And L'divrei Ha'oyser, and according to the one who says, as Rish Lakish said, that it was aser to carry underneath the kaira, over here, it's mutter. Now, what is the explanation on this? So, Rashi explains that since Rabbi Yochanan holds that the outside edge of the kaira is where you say that the line is drawn, so in that case, in this case over here with the pegs, the outside line is not adjacent to the walls of the mavi, and therefore you don't have the kaira or the wall, you know, next to the walls of the mavi. Therefore, it's us. And according to the one who said it was Aser, that was Rish Lakish in the previous discussion of Gemara, he will hold that it's mutter to carry in this case, because he holds that the pitikra line is drawn from the back of the kaira, and the back of the kaira is right next to where the walls of the mavi are, in this case, when it's on top of the pegs, and therefore it's mutter. Now, Rava disagrees. So that was the answer to the question according to Chizda. Rava disagrees. Rava, Amar Lirei Ha'oyser, Nami Yasser. Even according to Rish Lakish, who said in the previous case that you can't carry underneath the kaira, he is not going to be matter over here, even if you say that the particular from the back of the koira was with Jerusalem system over here, it's not going to work, because be'inan koira agave movi v'leka, because you need the koira to be on mamash on top of the walls of the movi, and you don't have that over here. And that being the case, it's going to be usher. That's how Rava views this discussion, this question. Now the Gemara is going to challenge Rava from the following Braisa. Esrei Ravada Bramasna the Rava. The Braisa says Haisa Kirosoi Mishuchal. Mishuchal literally means drawn away. The Kaira is a little bit drawn away, or Tluya, or we'll use the word hanging. Pachus Megimel. It is within three tfachim of the walls of Mavi. Ein tzarech lahavi kaira acharis. Okay, you do not need to bring another kaira to be matter over here. If it's gimel, if it's three tfachim, then tzarech lahavi kaira acharis. Then you do need to bring another kaira. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pachas Medalid, if it's less than 4 Tfachim, Ein Tzach Lavi Kerecheres, you do not have to bring another Kaira. If it's Dalid, if it's 4, Tzach Lavi Kerecheres. Now, before the Gemara just explains exactly what the question is, just keep bear in mind that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, all over Shas, that the Din of Lavid is not 3 Pachas Megimel. We hold, the Rabbana hold that it is less than 3 Tfachim, we say that the lines are closed, the gaps are closed, and if it's his three tefachim, then you no longer shall love it. What we say by three, Rav Shimon Gamliel says by four. If it's under 4 tefachim, we view it as closed, and if it's 4 tefachim, that's no longer closed. Now the Gemara mentions exactly what the question is on Rav, what the challenge is. My love, mishucha, when it's drawn away, mibachutz, it means that it's on the outside. Meaning, like just like the case that was asked by Rami Rachama. We have two pegs going into the Rosh Hashanah, the kaira on top of them, and we said that it's considered to be, as long as it's within three tefachim of the walls of the Mavli, it's good. Right? And what's the case of Tliya? Tliya is a different case. Tliya means mibifnim, and Tliya means that it's on the inside. That the walls don't exactly, it's a different case. And the walls, the case of Tliya means that it does not reach both ends of the wall, but it's actually, you know, next to the walls of the Mavli, you have like a beam going up, and on top of that beam you have a kaira. It's like just like the picture in Rashi. So Moses says, "Well, that's not the question. That's not a good question. If we can answer that question, Rava." I mean, just going to clear the challenge on Rava was. Rava said that you need the kaira to be mashed on top of the Mavli. And you see from this Braisa, the case of Meshucha is that it's not on top. It's next to, just like the case of Rami Rechama, and it's still considered to be a good kaira. It's valid, and you can carry the Mavli. Moses says, "No, that's not a good challenge. Idi, maybe Fneim. Both cases, Meshucha, Tluya, talking where it is, actually inside the airspace of the Mavi, it's not going outside. What's Meshucha mean? Meshucha means Meruach Achas, that it is from one side, because you have a beam going up the middle, in between in the middle of the entrance way. And Meshucha means that it is one side is on top of the Mavi, and it's on top of the wall of the Mavi, I should say, and it does not quite reach the other end of the Mavi wall. Tluya means mishtei ruchais, that the kaira is on top of the beam and it is open on both sides. Ma'udetem, I might say meruach achas, I mean love it, that you only say the first case of meshucha is good because from one side you say love it. Mishtei ruchais, but on two sides layamin love it, you do not say love it. Kamash malam, that even on two sides you say the din of love it, and therefore the kaira is valid, and you can carry inside that Mavi. And there's no challenge to Rava based on this Braisa. Rav Ashi has a different interpretation of this Braisa. He doesn't want to learn that Meshucha and Tulia are very similar in that sense, that it's just a question of love on one side or two sides, because if you say love on one side, he says the Davar Pashit, you should say love on the other side too. So therefore he chooses to learn that it's really a case, it's really the same case. Rasha Meshucha Vihi Tulia. It means it's one thing that is one beam, one kaya that is Mashiach, and it's also Tali. Vehechi Dami. What's the case? The Gain should not stay, you say this, a kumis. You take two pegs which are crooked, ashne kesle mavi, which are on the proper walls of the mavi, in the goivon gimel, that the height of these crooked things or pegs are not 3 tall, they make muslim gimel, and the crookedness is not 3. So I would say, mauritema, I love it arminen, I chowed arminen. Okay, you can say loved alone, or you can say the principle of chavid. Chavid means when you have a roof and you want to, there's a necessity to say that the roof is closed or drawn down. So you might say, you can say the principle of chavid, independent of loved, or the other way around. Loved of chavid together, loved armina. You might say that. And therefore, this kaira, like this configuration of Rashi, is a good picture. You see the yesed is the crooked peg, the kaira on top of them. You might say that the chavit and love it together to extend the kaira and to say that it's down, you know, mamish on top of the mavi. You wouldn't say kamash malan, that you do say chavit and love it together, and you could be machshir the mavi in that way. Now the Gemara goes back to the conversation we had earlier on the Ches and Beis, of where we had that machlaikis about being mishtamish underneath the kaira. Tani Reb Zakkai kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Reb Zakkai put a brisa, lent a brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The brisa said like this: Ben lecha yayim v'tachas ha-kaira nitin k'karmas. The space that is between lechis or underneath the kaira has a din of a karmas, meaning that a person is not allowed to carry it, cannot be matatl over there. So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan responded to him, Puk Tani Lebra, go learn that brisa, teach that brisa outside. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan is saying, I don't hold that brisa, because remember Rabbi Yechanan earlier in the Chasam Rebbez was the one who held that you're allowed to be mishtamish tachas a kaira, just not like this brisa. Amar Abaye, Mistavra Mil said Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan is correct by tachas a kaira. Underneath a kaira that you can carry. Ala bein lechayayin is aser, but between the lechis, that would be aser. The Rava on my Rava says, Ben Lechayayim Nami Mutter. Okay, between the two Lechis, there's also Mutter. Amar Rava, Mina Amina. How do I know that carrying between the two Lechis is also okay? The Chiyasa Rav Dimi of Rav Yechanan, because Rav Dimi said, in the name of Rav Yechanan, Makam She'ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet, a space that does not have 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. Mutter, Lebnei Rishis Rav, Lebnei Rishis Yechal, a Kasavol of this little place, which is less than four by four, is between the Rishis Yochanan and the Rishis HaRabim, and the people from the Rishis HaRabim can put something down over there, and the people from the Rishis Yochanan can put something down over there. Bovad, as long shelo yachlifu, as long as they don't switch, switch their pekulach, because that'll be a ramoyis, and don't be doing a deraisa, but the rabbanon they can't do that. But what's the point from this? You see from this memo, Rabbi Yechanan said that this little space of the pachas medalad al dalid goes both ways, the Rishis Yochanan and the Rishis HaRabim. So he says the Ben Lechayayim too. The point is that the Rav is being a liar. The Ben Lechayayim should be bottle to both the Rishis Yochanan and the Rishis HaRabim, just like this little place of Pachas Medalat Al Dalat. That's less than 4x4. Just like a person with less than 4x4, you can go from the Rishis Yochanan there. So too, a person from the Mavi, which is the Rishis Yochanan, can go underneath the Kairo or between the Lechis. That's Rava's Raya. Va'abaye, Abaye responds, Hasam b'gvoya gimel. That case of where Rodimi sent an in Rabbi Yechanan, that it's not 4x4, you're allowed to pick something from the Shazirab or the Shazirab over there, that is talking about the case which is different because it is 3 tefachim high off the ground, and therefore it's nicker that it's not part of the Shazirab or the Shazirab, which is unlike our case of the Lechi. The Lechi is a mashu, and therefore if you allow somebody to carry next to the Lachi, he might go from there into the Rosh Hasharabim and do a Nisr Deraisa. That's why Abaye did not believe that this was a very good Raya. So now Rava got a chance to say why he held that between the Lachayim should be, between the Lachis should be Mutter. We know. If I'm Abaye, is now going to be given a turn. Amar Abaye Minam, you know, how do I know my din that it's, that you're not supposed to carry there? Dama Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Toicha Pesach, Tzorach Lechi Acher Lehetirei. If you have to carry something by the doorway itself, you need another Lechi to be matir it. So this simple understanding of this means is that the doorway, there's a doorway with a makam for a door. If you want to carry over there, you need another lachi. Now that doorway itself should have been a lachi. It should have a lachi of a lachi, or it does have a lachi of a lachi. And even so, if you want to carry there, you need another lachi. So you see that the carry by right next to the place of where a lachi is, you're not allowed to do unless you have another lachi to allow you to do that. So you see clearly, like a baya, not like a rava. Now, like Rabbi Yechon, if you want to say to respond to the matchadat, that case is talking just by dalal al dalal. There's a place where it's 4x4, chametz 4 tefachim, and that's the reason why he said you need another lechi because it was such a big place. It's a makom chashuv by itself. That's not true because Amar Rav Chanin, Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Toicha Pesach, Af Al Pi Shem by dalal al dalal, Tzach lechi achal atira. The doorway, even though it's not 4x4, requires another lachit to be matri. So you see that it is clearly usher to carry there. So this is like a baya, not like Rava. So what does Rava do with the challenge? Again, if a Rava says hasam, that din is different because the pasuk lekamlis, because over there that case is discussing of where it does not, the mavi does not open into Rosh Hasharabim. It opens up into a kamlis. So because it opens into a kamlis, you need another lachi. Because in a sense, the opening to the kamlis is more strict than opening it into Rosh Hasharabim, which the Gemara is going to find puzzling in a moment. So what you want to say is, Avodah Shalab, my Shari? You're going to say that it's only us to carry, you know, Bai has a good ride by the Shalab. It's only us to carry by a Kamalist. But you see that in carrying by next to the Lachi, adjacent, when it goes to the Shalab, Mimutr? That's mind-boggling. Yitziva Biyara means the citizen is on the ground, the Giyura and the stranger is Bishmeshmaya, because we're calling Yitziva the Rosh Hasharabim, the citizen is the Rosh Hasharabim, because the Isser Torah, the biblical Isser, is carrying into Rosh Hasharabim, into Rosh Hasharabim. So you're saying that the Lechi, which is right next to the Rosh Hasharabim, you can carry Mamish in between those that Lechi, or next to the Lechi. But if the Mavi goes right next to a Karmelist, then you have a problem. But that means that the Karmelist, which is Dindra Abundance, we're calling it Giyura, the novelty of the Abundance rule, that is Bishmei Mishmai, that is such a strict Isser that it is going to be also, you know, even in this case, which when the Shram would be Mutter. So that's Gemara's question on Rava. My answer is in, yes. Matza Minis Minoy Veneer. This is really a borrowed expression from Isser Veheter, which means that when you have one Isser going into another Isser, the first Isser was really batal, but if you throw in more the original Isser, it awakens the original Isser that was there and it makes something Isser. Over here too, the Karmelis, which was, you know, the that you were allowed to carry in the Mavi next to the Kalis, because the Lelechi, since there's another Carmelis adjacent to it, makes it usher makes it stricter. Which you could say really that the Rabbanan also chizikul devarim, that's the reason why they made it so strict over here, because they wanted people not to become lenient with the Carmelises. So the Gemara says, Rava defended himself by saying that the Abaya's case was talking where it opened into a kalas, but if there's a Rabim, it really would be mutter. Amalei Rav Hana Bered of Yeshua the Rava Va'at Letizra, you Rava, you don't hold the Ben Lachayim is Aser, that carrying between the Lechis should be forbidden. V'ha'omer Rava V'rachana V'yechanan, was it not said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Mavli Sherotzfu B'lachayayin, Pachas Pachas Medalit. Look at the picture over here. There are a bunch of lechis by the entrance way of the Mavli, but they're all less than 4 tfachim away from each other. Banu Lachlaikis Rishimun Ben Gamliel V'Rabbanam. This is a machlokes between Rishmim and Gamliel, who holds that love is 4, and the Rabbanan who say that's 3, less than 3. According to Rishmim and Gamliel, Rishmim and Gamliel, the Amar Amin and Lovid, then the din is Mishtamish, a person can carry, Al-Khudu Yapnimi, Shalachi Yapnimi. A person can carry to the innermost side of the innermost Lechi. The Rabbanan, the Amar Amin and Lovid, in this case, since it's more than 3 Tfachim, You do not say love it. So mishtamish, a person can carry achudu apnimi shel chitzum. He can carry until the innermost point of the outermost lechi. Is that the lechi that's closest to the street? A person can carry till the back of that lechi. Now, aval, but ben lechayayin the kulei amazasu. You see that everyone, say according to Rishon Gamliel and according to Rabbanim, you're not allowed to carry next to the lechi itself. According to Rishon Gamliel, you couldn't carry between all those lechis. You had to stop by the behind the back one. And according to Rabbanim, you couldn't carry right next to the one that was facing the street. You were only allowed permitted to carry right up to the back point of that. So you see that a person clearly, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, cannot carry adjacent right next to the lechi. So Rabbi, what's he going to do with this challenge? Rabbi says, Hasam, Nami, the Pasuch LeKarmelis. Over there, in that case, we're also discussing where it opens up to a Karmelis. Alush Rabbi Mai, Shari, the same question we just had, would be Mutter. You see, Rabbi Yara, Vigibish Mishmaya. The citizen is on the ground, and the alien is in Shemayim. It's so strict. And that's correct. Matzah minus mina even here. Okay, the Carmelises, which are next to each other, are more stricter, and therefore they have a chumrah that it becomes aser in that case. Now, turn to the left testament of the Beis. Rav Ashi is going to give an explanation over here on this discussion about Ben L'Chayayim. Okay, really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, carrying next to the lechis is mutter, just like Rabbi wanted to say. Right? Now, what about the machlekes of Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan that we just brought before? Rashi does not like the answer of that saying that it's right next to the Carmelis and therefore it's Muhammad. So he has a different explanation of how to get out of that question. So that the lechis, okay, go up to a point of 4 amis. Okay, now the Meshach Arba amis. So according to since they're all less than 4 tefachim next to each other. Havalei Mavui, because remember we said before in the Hey that if you have something, a lechi, which is 4 amis wide, it has a din of a mavli, and it needs another lacha to be matrit. That's what we're saying over here. Love it. Have a mavli. All these things are attached to each other, and it has a din of one mavli. They did not say love it in the case of four tefachim, where anything over three. Lo yitzarach lachi achel lehetira, you do not require another lachi to be matari. Now, the Gemara, this would be an explanation to help Rava and say that you really allowed to carry next to the where the lachis would be. Now, the Gemara asks a question according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that Rav Shimon Gamliel just got finished saying that a lechi. Okay, then the Gemara's hemshech is that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it was forbidden to carry in the case of the mavli that had the series of lechis of pachas from less than four tefachim away from each other. And the Gemara is going to ask, why should that be? Rav Shimon Gamliel, lahavi, should be kenir b'chot v'shavim mibifnim. It should be a case of where the lechi can be seen from the outside, from the street, v'shava, but flush, mibifnim. It can't be seen on the inside to the people who are inside the mavli. And which the Gemara assumes should be a valid lechi. So why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is it forbidden to carry in that case? It should be like a case of a lechi, which should be seen from the outside, and that should be good enough to have a halacha of a valid lechi. So my answer is, maybe who time El Rabbi Eichanan. With this whole conversation is to explain Rabbi Eichanan. Hakiyasa Ravin al Rabbi Eichanan. When Ravin came, he said the name of Rabbi Eichanan. Nir b'chot shav b'fnim. A lachi which can be seen from the outside but cannot be seen from the inside, ain't onidin mishum lachi, is not judged as a valid lachi, and therefore it cannot permit carrying inside that mummy. Itmar, now once we got into that discussion about lachi which can be seen from the inside or the outside, the Gemara introduces this idma, which is a sugi b'fnei atzmo of lechi, which can be b'fnei mishav b'chutz. Itma was said near b'fnei lechi, which can be seen from the inside mishav b'chutz, but cannot be seen from the outside. Neither mishum lechi. There's no argument about that. In that case, it's considered to be a valid lechi, and it is permitted to carry in the chutzah in the mavli. Nira mibachos, the reverse case, where the lechi can be seen from the outside to the people on the street. Vishavim mibifnim, but it cannot be seen on the inside to the residents of the mavli. In that case, we have a machloikis, Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon bar Rabbi. We're not told who says what, but we say, chad amar nidan mishum lechi, it's a valid lechi. And one says that it is not a good lechi, and the mavli has no head to tilt, can't carry them. Tistayim, Rav Chiya, let's bring a light. Rav Chiya, who the Amar is on, who says nidan mishum lechi, that the case of where it can be seen on the outside, that's sufficient, even though it can't be seen on the outside to be considered a lechi. The Tani Rav Chiya, Kosel, Shesidai Echad Kanus Mechaviro. A wall where part of it is more gathered, or the wall is not even in the sense that the let's say the wall throughout the mavi is the wall of the mavi is 2 feet thick, so the last strip of that wall is no longer 2 feet thick, as it's half a foot thick. So in that case of where it is, the tip of that wall, the edge of that wall is less thick than the other walls. Whether or not it can be seen, okay, on the outside but not on the inside, or the reverse case, that would obviously depend on which side of the wall was the thinner side. And if it was the thinner side, the wolf thinned out when it was facing the street, that's the case where the people on the outside can tell. This is a lechi, the people on the inside can't tell. And if the outer side is looks the same as the inner side, which is thinned out, that's the case of where the people on the inside of the mavui will be able to tell that this is thinned out and that it should buy the lechi. So Rav Chiya says both these cases need mishum lechi. As a din of a lechi, must this time. That's a very good raya that Rav Chiya says that this is considered to be a lechi. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yechanan mila shmila iha. Rabbi Yechanan didn't hear this brisa. Rabbi Yechanan was machmir. He held that in such a case where it's shavim yifnim, it can't be seen on the inside, it doesn't have a lach of a lechi. Well, he didn't hear this brisa. Ella shmila ivlay savala. He held of it. He heard it, but he didn't hold it. He did not think that it was authentic, or did not represent the halacha. Therefore, chinami lesavala. Maybe Rav Chiya, you don't have a good raya because Rav Chiya was just being a raya. Maybe he opines like Rabbi Yochanan, and he just taught the brisa, even though he didn't feel the brisa followed the halacha. Mari says, well, hi, my, that doesn't really make sense. Mishnah Rabbi Yechanan, Leishavala, he didn't hold the Braisa. Mishnah Malki, Leitanila. Therefore, he chose not to teach the Braisa because he held that the Braisa was contrary to the Halacha. El Abchia, he isad the Leishavala. If he did not think that the Braisa represented the reality of the Halacha, Lama the Misna. Why did he teach the Braisa? So it must be that Abchia felt that the Braisa was represented accurately what the halacha is, and therefore that's why he taught it. And we have a good raya that Rabbi Chiya is the one who holds, not like Rabbi Yechanan, that if it is nearer mibuchutz v'shava mibifnim, that it is a good lachi. Amar Rabba Barahuna, nearer mibuchutz v'shava mibifnim, nidin mishum lachi. Another opinion which agrees and says that if it cannot be seen on the inside, it still has a halacha of a lachi and it's valid. Amaraba umashvina nashmaisen. We asked them the din that we just said, that it's considered to be a good lachi, from the brisa that says chatzar tana shenifatzar l'gdoila, a small chatzar that is right next to a big chatzar. There was originally a wall between these two chatzers, and the wall broke down. And it's completely broken on the small side, and it is not completely broken on the big side. The big side, there's still some, the edges of the wall, which are in sometimes they're called gifufi, the ends of the wall are still standing. So you can tell that there was a wall there, if you're standing on in the big chatzah, but you can't tell that there's a wall there, that there was a wall there, if you're standing inside the small chatzah. So then is the chatzah tana shenifetz l'gdola, it's completely broken facing the gdola. The gdola mutaris, provided that they made an erev chatzeris, the fact that the chatzah tana opens into it does not answer the people who reside in the chatzah gdola, in the big one, to carry. The people in the big one are allowed to carry mutaris. Uktana asur. However, those who reside in the small one are forbidden to carry. Why? Mipnei shekipischa shagdaila. Because we look at it that the small chatzar is like the doorway to the gdaila. The uktana is like the doorway to the gdaila. Now ve'inisa, and if you hold that this din is true, that if it's shavim v'fnim, it should be a valid lachi, that tana nami tishtri, then the small one also has the hecker of having a lachi there, and it should also be mutter to carry. Miss a tana nami tishtri b'nir b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim. So that's the way where the question mark would go if the word b'fnim. It's exactly a diamond to this case. So the Gemara presents two tirutzim on this. Amr of Zera. The first one is benichnasin coast like tana l'gdaila. The picture is not what we understood in the question. Rather, instead of there being like the side walls of the gifufi, instead the walls of the tana, the small one, actually go in to the to the big one. And that picture in Rashi over here, that's on the right, the bottom one, where the walls of the you don't have where they actually, you know, the walls were there were side walls from the Ketana. There were no side walls, so there was no lechi. But the Gemara asks, "Velemu loved," but the big one had the side walls. And let's say loved to attach the lechi from the walls, the side walls of the Gdola to the Ketana. The Tishtrina should be mutter to carry there because that should be a valid lechi for the Chatzuk Ketana. The Chitim, and if you want to say the Mufagituva, that they're too far to say love it because they're three or more, three tefachim or more, we know that's not necessarily true. But Tani Ravada Baravimi, coming to Chanina, Ketana Ba'eser, when we say this case of a small one and a big one, the Ketana is 10 amis wide, and Daila Biakasasara, and the big Chatzor is 11. So you see, they're not too far. So Amar Ravina says a different answer. But Muflagin Mikosel Zeh Bishnayim Mikosel Zeh Bidalad, or you could rather say Ravina is helping Zeh out. We're talking about the Kosel is two Tvachim away from one wall and four from the other. So you could say love it on one side. So what the Gemara asks, if that's true, say love it on one side, be Mata and Mata Lektan. So still, why is the Chatzuk Ketana answer? It should be mutter because you have the one side post, one lechi, which is valid. And my answer is, you know why that's not good? Why's not that an acceptable answer? Rebihi, because the authority of the Braisa is Rebbe the Amar who holds the Inan that you need Shnei Pasim. Okay, you need two side posts. The pas is very similar to a lechi. Pas is usually used for, the term is generally used for something that's a little bit wider than a lechi, but for purposes right now, they're really the same thing. Rebbe says you need two pas, and over here, two lechis. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Chatzar nitas v'pas echad. Chatzar has, can be mutter with one pas. Rebbe Omer b'shnei pas, and you need two of them. So, therefore, the reason why that this brisa is not a contradiction to what Rav Chiya said, that if it's if it can't be seen on the inside, that should be a valid lachi, is because this brisa is going according to Rabbi holding two lachis, and you can't have two lachis in this case because you can't still love it over here. Now the Gemara challenges this, and you know, another challenge on what Rav Chiya said in the din of Nir Vechot Shavu Bifnim. To say, based on we this Braisa and the Shach with the Braisa, we'll try to prove that Nira Bivachut Shem Bifnim should be a Shinapi Alachi, shouldn't be a Valal Alachi. Mahayma, Ian, if you want to say, Bishlam and Nira Bivachut Shem Bifnim, if it is. If it can be seen on the outside but not on the inside, that it does not have a valid din of a lachi. But Rabbi Savalak, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi opines, just like Rabbi Yossi does, that you need two lachis. With the Ravzera or the Ravina last saying, does not hold of the answer of Ravzera or Ravina. They were the ones on the bottom of Tesson and Bays who tried to be Miyashav Rav Chiya. They're saying that the walls of the Ketana went into the Gdola, etc. As you say, that Rebbe holds like a B'yashi, doesn't hold like a B'zera and Ravina, right? The B'zera and Ravina Lessa, Rishim Hachi, therefore, the Eser, the Ketana is B'Eser, we're talking in the cases where the small one is 10 wide, Gdola, and the large one is B'Echas Esra, where it's 11 wide. Mishum the Rebbe so like Rebbe Yossi, because Rebbe will hold like Rebbe Yossi, and everything will with the price will make sense why that case in the price was chosen 10 and 11. Ella, but Iyamir near Ruchot Hashem Bifnim, where it can be seen on the outside and on the inside. Nidin Mishum Lachi, if you hold that it is a good Lachi, the Vizero doing it is, and you hold like the answer. The Rebbe loves shovel like Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe does not opine like Rebbe Yossi. Der la bechas asara lamuli. Why do you need the case of where the Chatzuk Doila is 11? Bimanashach. Even Meshai Ligdaila. Either way you want to view this brisa, you don't have to. Why are you limiting the case to 10 verses 11? If you want to be matter the chatzuk doila, because that's the point of this brisa. I don't need the big one to be 11. The aser change to vachem sagim. Even if it's 10 and 2, or the 10 arm is wide and two plus two tvachim wide, that should be sufficient to be matter the doila. The eel, because you have you on one side, you could say love it, and you would say that the tana. The doll is still mutter because you have a lachi over there. Vila meisro look tanaka asin. The point of the brisa is that you want to aser, you want to forbid carrying inside the shmul chatzer lashminan. Then we should tell you the mefagi tuva. Then I could say even a case of where the it's more than 11, and there's a greater distance of three tefachim on each side. And lashminan. So it must be the reason why this case was chosen was to tell you that nearly rachutz where the lechi can be seen on the outside, v'shem b'fnim, but it can't be seen on the inside. Eino nidan mishum lechi, that is not considered a valid lechi. Shmamina. So at this point, the Gemara says that is a good raya. Okay, we'll stop here.